Friday the 17th of October, second day of Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yehuda Levinson, preparation for mitzvot.
It's just the Achtanya, Tzadik HaBeit HaMedrash, Rishot Rabbi Meiri, Rishot the Chashuv HaTzibur. It's Chol HaMoed, the middle of Yom Tov, Zman Simchoseinu, and we're on the threshold of Shabbos Kodesh, the double Kedusha, Shabbos Kodesh, Mikroi Kodesh. So I'd like to speak a little bit about one of the aspects of the Mikroi Kodesh, Shabbos and the Yomim Tovim. To begin though by quoting a Medrash, well-known Medrash, the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Emor, Perek Lamed, it's also Medrash Tanchuma. The Loshon is slightly different to the Tanchuma. I won't read the whole of the Medrash, it's a very long piece, but part of it we'll read to begin this year. Bayom HaRishon, so we have a pasuk in Parshas Emor which tells us Bayom HaRishon, on the first day, Ulekach Tem Lochem Bayom HaRishon. It's a mitzvah to take on the first day, Lulav Esther Gadassim and Arabis. And as we know, this first day is really the 15th, it's Tetzvav Nisan. And so Chazal are bothered by the fact that the Torah called this Yom HaRishon. And in fact, the Mepharshim point out that, of course, one could say it means Yom HaRishon, the first day of Yom Tov. But since it's not followed by Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and so on, there's only this one day that's mentioned here. Therefore, it's strange that it should be called Yom HaRishon. That's pshat here. By Yom HaRishon, says the Medrash, Zetetvav, this is really the 15th. V'ato Oimer by Yom HaRishon. And you, the Torah, called it Yom HaRishon, the first day. So the Medrash says as follows. First of all, the Medrash gives us a famous marshal of a king who goes to collect taxes from one of his countries, one of the countries that is part of his empire, and the inhabitants of that country don't have the means to pay the tax. So the king says, I'm going to go and do battle with them. And the Medrash tells us that as he's approaching, the best people, the most outstanding, eminent people in the town come before the king. And they ask him, please be moichel us, we don't have the means of paying. So the king says, okay, I will be moichel a third of the debt of these taxes. Then as he comes closer, the ordinary people come out, people who are, so to speak, in between, regular people, they come out and ask him, please be moichel us, we don't have the means of paying you. So the king says, okay, I will reduce the debt of tax by another third. And then as he comes to the town, it's right there, all of the inhabitants, men, women and children, come out to greet him and ask him, please forgive us, we don't have the means of paying. And the king says, all right, the final third, I'm prepared to be moichel. And this, say Chazal, this is the mashal. The nimshal is as follows. Kach be'erev Rosh Hashanah, so on the beginning erev Rosh Hashanah, gedolei hador mitanin. Great people fast and make atanis on erev Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzeh Elohim shlish me'avonoseihem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now prepared to wipe out a third of the sins of Klal Yisrael. The great people have approached him. Umei Rosh Hashanah v'ayom HaKippurim, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, hayichidim mitanin. Even the more ordinary people, regular people, are mitanis. They fast and they put their hearts and souls into teshuvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzeh Elohim shlish. On Yom Kippur itself, men, women and children, presumably that means young people over the age of Bar Mitzvah, still one might call them Taf, they're young, they're, so to speak, they are weak and not fully in control of all their koichas yet, they're not yet mature, they all fast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Yisrael Mad Azal Azal. So on Yom Kippur says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what has happened, the past is the past. Min hochul halon nochil choshbeno. The cheshbon of Averus will start again from now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes out the last third of the Averus. Mad Azal Azal. Comes Yom Kippur, what has been in the past is in the past. It is confined to the history books, it's of no relevance anymore. Umin hodeim lahalon now, nochel choshbeno, the cheshbon of Averus begins. That's Yom Kippur. Says the Medrash, umiyoim akipurim ad hechob. What happens from Yom Kippur until Sukkot? Kol Yisrael oiskin b'mitzvot. All of Klal Yisrael are busy doing mitzvot. Ze oisek b'tsukosoy, ze b'lulavoy. One yid is busy with his lulav, one yid is busy with his sukkah. We're busy with mitzvot. Ubi yom tov shel chag, when it comes to yom tov of chag, to sukkah, kol Yisrael oimdim l'tei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Yidden stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo leveyem v'hetergeyem lishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a little bit of asterisk, lishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to be a very high madriga of lishmo. They've spent the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot preparing for this mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, and they come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash Pasuk writes, Lishmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mekayim, the mitzvah of Abaminim, Lishmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Oim Elohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says again the same thing 4 days later. He just said it to us on Yom Kippur, 4 days later the same thing, Na Dazal Azal. What has happened, we'll write that into the history books, and we will close the books. It's held between the covers of the history books. Min hocha, but from now, nochil choshbenot, the cheshben begins again. Lefichach Moshe mounted Israel, that's why Moshe says to Kanal Israel, encouraged us, ulekachtem lochem bayom harishon. You have to take Lulav Nesek on the yom harishon. This is as Chazal refer elsewhere, rishon lecheshben avoinois. It's the first day of the cheshben of Averis. We know this, we know these words of Chazal, but from this medrash we see there's a double process here. There's a process on Yom Kippur where everything is written into the history books, and then it happens again, Mad Azal Azal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says again, after we've spent 4 days preparing for Sukkot, and we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash says, with this mitzvah of Arba Minim, Lishmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says again, Mad Azal Azal. Very interesting. We have 6 weeks of Avodah, almost 6 weeks, we have almost to the day, 6 weeks, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Tshuva, 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 and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel Us Mad Azal Azal. We have 4 more days. It seems that there are Averis that are done in those days, because the Medrash says again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Mad Azal Azal. And what's happened has happened, we can find it in the history books. It seems any Averis which were done at that time, Rishon Lecheshbon Averis means Mad Azal Azal. What's happened has happened. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that on Yom Kippur. So there must be other Averis that could come into the Cheshbon. In the course of this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what has been. And we have these same words again, the words that, so to speak, the Shekhinah says on Yom Kippur, so the Shekhinah says it again on the first day of Sukkot when we take our Lulav and Esrog. It's an interesting point, and perhaps just to suggest an idea, I would never say a pshat in the Medrash, but perhaps an idea that comes out to this interesting point in the Medrash of this double process, Mad Azal Azal. And particularly that Chazal are madgish here. They emphasize that we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkot, v'lolveyem v'hetzer gehen lishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We hope we do all our mitzvahs lishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it that's so special and particular about this mitzvah, which is lishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somehow gives rise to this process of Mad Azal Azal? So I'd like to mention something, being, as I said, Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, and on the threshold of Shabbos Kodesh, something which I came across in a sefer Nesivot Shalom from the Slonim Rebbe. Very beautiful idea. So the Slonim Rebbe says, we find that Shabbos and Yomim Tovim are called in the Torah Mikro'i Kodesh. They're special holy times. And the Slonim Rebbe begins by asking, so Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're days when there is Isurim, there are Averus, things you're not allowed to do, and the things that you have to do, there's a chiyuv of being Mekadesh the Shabbos, of Kiddush, maybe even Havdolah, Min HaTorah could be, according to some opinions, there's the positive, and then there's the negative, there's the Lamatas Melochas, there's the Melochas that one's not allowed to do on Yom Tov. It's a time when there is Isurim, and there are Chiyuvim, like any other time, all sorts of mitzvahs that we have. Why is it that we call these occasions particularly Mikro'i Kodesh? They're like any other mitzvahs, this you must do, that you must not do. Shabbos is the time, you must do this, you must not do that, Yom Tov is the same. Why do they assume the special term, Mikro'i Kodesh? So, the Solomon Rebbe says as follows. He says, the tafkid of a Yid in Klal Yisrael, a member of Klal Yisrael, is to be Kodesh, to be holy. Ki am Kodesh ato, v'atem tiyumli mamleches kainin v'goyi Kodesh. That's our tachlis. That, he says, is the very fiber of Klal Yisrael. It's not something we aspire to, a nice idea, that is the fiber, that's what we are. Ramlechas Kainim Vagoi Kodosh. And that's our mandate in this world. That is what we have to achieve. Otherwise, we aren't really what we're supposed to be. It's not just an extra, the icing on the cake. That is what we're supposed to be. Ramlechas Kainim Vagoi Kodosh. Where does one get Kedusha in this world? That's the Slonim Rebbe. Where does one find it? We live in a world which is a very, very physical world. That's how Kodosh Baruch created it. It's a world of pleasures. It's a world of Yetzer Hara. It's a world of Chumriyot, very, very physical, Where do we draw on Kedusha? Where do we find these sources of Kedusha from which we can draw on to become this Mamlechus Kain of the Goy Kadosh? So the Rebbe says there are three sources of this Kedusha in the world. He names them in the sphere of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam is spatial. In the world itself, physically, there is a place of Kedusha. That's the Beit HaMikdash, and particularly the Kodesh HaKadosh. From there, a person is Shoyed Kedusha. The Mishnah tells us it's in Sukkah. You're Shoyed, you draw off Kedusha from there. That is a physical place in the world from which one can be mushta, one can be influenced by a spring of Kedusha, a mayon of Kedusha. That's the one place one draws Kedusha. That's Olam. In Shana, in time, there is Kedusha in time. These are the Yomim Tovim and Shabbos Kodesh. That's why they're called Mikroi Kodesh. It's not just a time when you have certain Kriyuvim and certain things you're not allowed to do. It's more than that. It's a Mayon, it's a source, a wellspring of Kedusha, which can help a person on his way towards becoming what he's supposed to be, the Goy Kodesh. That's Zman, Shabbosai and Yomim Tovim. And then we have Nefesh. Within the person himself, within every Yid, there is a source of Kedusha, which says the Solomon Rebbe means as follows, that when a person tries Adam Mekadish Asmoi Milmato, as Chazal say, if a person in this world, this lowly world, takes a little step forward to be Mekadish himself, Mekadchen Oisai Milmalo, so a flow of Kedusha comes down from Shemayim. He has set that in process. So within man, within mankind, within each of us, there is the ability to start this flow of Kedusha. There are the places of Kedusha, Beit HaMikdash. There is this manim of Kedusha, Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then there is within man himself, a Mishkan HaKedusha, a place where Kedusha resides by taking a small step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's able to release another wellspring of Kedusha. Or the Mekadish Asmai Ma'at. If a person is Mekadish himself a little bit, Mekadish Noisai Habeh, so forces of Kedusha come down and they wash over him, and he's surrounded, so to speak, by a vast area of Kedusha, but he has started the process. So this is why the Yomim Tovim, says the Solomon Rebbe, are called Mikroi Kodesh. Shabbos is called Mikro Kodesh, because it has in it this power of bringing a person towards what he's supposed to be, which is a Goy Kodesh. And these are the three areas: Beit HaMikdash in time, Yomim Tovim, Beit HaMikdash in space, Yomim Tovim in man, and within the person himself, Nefesh, the power to release Kedusha by taking a small step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's not much more than that we can do. We haven't got much power to really go towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're human beings of flesh and blood. But that one step that we take towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sets in motion a whole process where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, suffuses us and covers us with Kedusha. So these are the three aspects of Kedusha that tries to form the Mikroi Kodesh. Says the Rebbe, there is of course a condition that attaches to this. You can't just go to the Beit HaMikdash and become Kodesh, or go to a Yom Tov and become Kodesh. You can't just sort of yourself, well, I'll become holy, I'll do a good deed, become holy. Do a mitzvah, become holy. It doesn't work like that. There's a previous stage, which is the Sur Meirah. A person has to first of all turn himself aside from all the things that drag him down to become a little bit more ruchniistic. So for example, he says in Beit HaMikdash we find the Korban Tomid, which is the first Korban of the day and the last of the day, Tomid Shal Shachar, Tomid Shal Bein Havayim. That's Mechaper on Averus, Korban Tomid. Chazal says Mechaper Tomid Shal Shachar in the morning, Mechaper of Averus in the night before, and Tomid Shal Bein Havayim is Mechaper on Averus of the previous day, just leading up to this man of the Korban Tomid Shal Bein Havayim. That, says the Solomon Rebbe, is necessary. You have to get rid of the Averus, so to speak, before you Mekadish yourself. Cleanse yourself from all that draws you away from Kedusha. Once you've cleared the decks, Korban Tomid, Shal Bein Havayim, Tomid Shal Shachar, then you can go forward and aspire towards Kedusha. Then you can take on some of the hashpois of Kedusha that are there all the time in the Beit HaMikdash. But you have to be able to receive them. You have to be able to act, so to speak, as a magnet and draw them towards you. Similarly with Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's exactly the same thing. We have to prepare ourselves before. You can't stumble into a Shabbos and Yom Tov. When there is hachana for Shabbos and Yom Tov, says Shlomo Rebbe, that is the Sur Meirah. That's the stepping aside from all the things that stop you being influenced by the Kedusha of Shabbos in the office, the Sur Meira, that's the Hakona. You come into Shabbos, stop, pull back a little bit from all the worldly, mundane activities, start thinking in terms of Kedusha. Enter the Shabbos, enter the Yom Tov, in a spirit of being cut off from what went before, from the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa. When one does that, that is the Sur Meira, and then one can draw off all sorts of Kedusha from the Shabbos, Kedusha, and the Yom Tov. And it's true to say that many of us go through a Shabbos and the Yom Tov, and we don't really feel the change that we should feel. Halavai we would. The Shabbos and the Yom Tov should change a person. Should be a completely different person after every Shabbos, after every Yom Tov. And this seems to be the key to it, the Sur Meira. If we can work to prepare ourselves before on withdrawing from all the things that are not Shabbosic and not Yom Tovic, if we can manage to do that, then those wellsprings of Kedusha are there and they will wash over us and we can become changed and uplifted by every Shabbos and every Yom Tov that we go through. So these are the aspects of Kedusha in the world, the way that a person can achieve his tachlis of being Goy Kodesh. But the Tanai, the condition is that the first step is the Sur Meira. Now he continues with a very, very interesting point, which is relevant to Shabbos Kodesh. I think it's very important to say it over. Shabbos, we know, is very different to the Yomim Tovim. Shabbos is a Kedusha of its own, Kedusha of Akaimo. Shabbos has its Kedusha instilled in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every seventh day is holy, and that's that. Yom Tov, on the other hand, needs Kalal Yisrael, Kiddush HaChodesh, they determine when the month begins, then the Yom Tov, depending on that, comes on whichever day it will be, all dependent on Beis Din, and again, as much Kedusha as a Yid infuses into Yom Tov, that will determine how holy the Yom Tov will be. That is, as the Sforim tell us, why the Nusach HaBrachos, as we all know, on Shabbos we say the Kaddish HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in death, and infuses Kedusha into Shabbos Kodesh, whereas the Yom Tov is Mekadesh Yisroel, the Hasmanim. First it's Kedusha Yisroel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested us as a nation with Kedusha, we can now go and be Mekadesh the Zmanim. The Yom Tov depends on man's input. Shabbos is there, it's a matana from Hashem. That's how we normally understand it. But the Sanam Rebbe says, and he's quoting here from one of the earlier Hasidic Sfarim from a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. I'm quoting quite a lot from the Hasidim today. It's not normally my derech. I'm not so well versed in the Hasidic Sfarim, but I came across his ideas, the very beautiful ideas, very wonderful ideas. So the Sanam Rebbe quotes from a Talmud of Baal Shem Tov, say for Dibrei Moshe. He says as follows, that the emes is, in Shabbos there are both aspects. There's the aspect like Yom Tov, where we add and create the Kedusha, sort of Mekadesh Yisroel v'HaShabbos, if we might say that, and also there's a Kedusha of Shabbos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests in it. It's not just one and only one. It has the Chelik of Yom Tov in it as well. And he says, he explains as follows, that's why Rashi says, at the beginning of the Parsha of the Moedos, by in Parsha Zemar, we know that the Parsha begins Sheish Hashom Teos HaMelocho. Shabbos, Moed HaShem, Mikvei Kodesh, we begin with Shabbos, and here the Mepharshim all ask, what's Shabbos doing here? We're talking about the Yomim Tovim, so Rashi brings from Chazal. Yes, Shabbos is very relevant here. We learn from here, says Rashi, Kol HaMechalel Et HaMoyadot, Ke'ilu Chilel Et HaShabbos. Anybody who's Mechalel Yomim Tovim is Ke'ilu is Mechalel Shabbos. So Shabbos is mentioned there. Kol HaMechalel Et HaMoyadot, Ke'ilu Kim Et HaShabbos. Anybody who fulfills and keeps Yom Tov as he should do, it's as though he kept Shabbos. So here the Sodom Rebbe asks, again quoting from earlier sources, well, in one of them, if somebody has kept Shabbos, then he's kept Shabbos. He doesn't need the schooler of having kept the Moedos. And if he was Mechal Shabbos, he's Mechal Shabbos. Again, what's the Yom Tov Tolui on Shabbos? If he's kept Shabbos, he's kept Shabbos. If he didn't keep Shabbos, he didn't keep Shabbos. So he explains, according to these words of the Dibrei Moshe, there are the two aspects in Shabbos. He says, that's why we say a Shabbos Soi Sai Tishmoy in Parash Kedoshim and elsewhere. Shabbos is referred to in the plural in Lashon Rabbim, Shabbosai, because there are two aspects to it. There is the aspect of Yom Tov, where the Yid invests it with Kedusha by his Achana and its preparation, and then there is the aspect of Shabbos, which is Kedusha of Akaimo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it Kedusha. So it's Shabbosai Tishmoiru. He says that's also why we call Shabbos Shabbos Shabbosai, and the Yomim Tovim are referred to in various places as Shabbosai, the holy time of rest. We withdraw from all sorts of labor of activities. Shabbos is Shabbos Shabbos by Yom Kippur also. Why? It's a double lashon because there are the two aspects to Shabbos Kodesh. There is the aspect that we all know about, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested with Kedusha, but there's also the Yom Tovim aspect, where we mekadesh Yisrael through the kedusha that we have got from our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we invest that into the Shabbos and we bring the Shabbos to a stage of completion and perfection. That's Shabbos Shabbosai, the double lashon. Kol mekadesh shvi karoi loy, kol shomer Shabbos kadosh lekaloi. Is a kadesh shvi. Shvi is the seventh day, which means after the 6 days of avodah. That is called mekadesh shvi. The yid is mekadesh Shabbos. Because it's called Shvi, because it's the culmination of 6 days when you prepared. That's how you invested the Shabbos with its Kedusha. Called Mekadesh Shvi, your Mekadesh Shvi, it's the seventh day, meaning all 6 days, you're thinking of Shabbos, you're preparing. Called Shomer Shabbos Kadosh Lechalalai. Then there's the Shomer Shabbos. That's the Shabbos which has got HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha that he put into it, and we are Shomer the Shabbos. So these are the two amazing aspects to Shabbos Kodesh. We're not all aware of this. It was a chiddush to me. We are Shabbos. Could be of a time. So the Sonoma Rebbe says there's the two aspects. And that, he says, is what we mean when we say, when interesting pshat, what Chazal tell us, kol mechalil et ha Shabbos kilu, kol mechaim, I'm sorry, kol mechalil et ha moedos, kilu chilil et ha Shabbos, kol mechaim et ha moedos, he means that aspect. It's not the Yomim Tovim. If you're Mekayim, the Yom Tov aspect of Shabbos, which is your Kedusha, your own thing, then you've put your work into it. Then he says, Kilu Kiyem Es HaShabbos. The Shabbos, that aspect of Shabbos, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes down, you have to be Zoicha to that. Not everybody's on the Madrega to really feel that Kedusha. But says the Zonim Rebbe, if a person is Mekayim Es HaMoyadoi, he puts himself out for what he's able to do. The Yom Tov aspect of Shabbos, the own personal Hachona for Shabbos, the called Mekadesh Shvi Karo'iloi, he puts the work in during those 6 days of the week to prepare for Shabbos, then Ilu Kimet Shabbos, even if he's not on the Madrega, to really feel the Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch gives it to him as a gift. And so, if somebody doesn't put that work in to make the Shabbos Kodesh his own work on Yishtesheshes Behamaisa, then even if he's on a Madrego to appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to him. He doesn't appreciate it. He could, because he is Meisen, he's a person on a high Madrego, but if he doesn't put the effort in to the Yom Tov, so to speak, aspect of Shabbos, Ilu Chilin as the Shabbos, he doesn't get the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matana Tova, as Chazal say, refer to it, Matana Tova, Yeshli, Reish Genozai, the Matana of Shabbos. Even the person is a great person, and he could really have the ability to feel and appreciate that Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, he didn't put the effort in, just take it. So this is the aspect of the Hachana for the Yomim Tovim, Hachana for Shabbos, and it is, it's the make or break of Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is the part that's in our hands. This is what the Rebbe says, the Sur Meira, where a person withdraws from all the bad, so to speak, and brings himself towards a state of Kedusha, ready to be Mekabel the Shabbos, and Mekabel the Yom Tov. That Hachana is what makes it. That Hachana is what opens the wellspring of Kedusha in the Zmanim of Mikroi Kodesh. And the truth is that this Hachana, this preparation, we find it in other areas as well. Just to mention something very wonderful which Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes in the Sefer, one of his many sparring from Nefesh Shimshon on Tefillah. So it's in Daf Lamed there. He has a little piece about preparation for Tefillah. And it's really beautiful. It's something to read. I'll say over it the best way I can. But you can't do justice to something of Shimshon Pinkus. Something he says, it's impossible to do justice to it. You have to see it inside. But he tells us that Arizal says that before a person enters the shul to daven, they have to stop a little bit, just pause outside, and they have to be mizdazeh, they have to fill themselves with fear and trembling that they're approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven and to fill them. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes in his wonderful way how we just come stumbling into shul, and he says, we can't afford to, unfortunately, to spend a minute outside because we've missed Baruch Hu and probably Shemayin Esther as well, he says. But unfortunately, we don't have the time. But the emes is, the Arizal says, a person mechuyev to stop, to pause before they come in, to instill in their heart fear, I'm going before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Arizal goes further, Rav Shimshon Pinkus quotes him, he says, there's a pasuk, Bani Bereit Chastecha, Avoy Yisecha, Shtach Belein Chal Kod Shechel. Vani beroyv chastecho. So the Arizal, you have to shtel on those words. Be mechaber. Vani beroyv chastecho. I'm coming before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beroyv chastecho. It's a gewaltig chesed from Hashem that we can stand before Him in tefillah. And we all know this, but again, life is so busy, we're not always able to just stop and think and to realize that we come, you know, sort of rushing at the base medrash, quick up, chast ashrei from in, ashrei, 1, 2, 3, in. And you're yoitz in the midst of tefillah, okay, you daven, that's true, you daven b'tzibur, you heard kedusha, everything, yoitz, everything you say to the last word of Aleinu, and the last kaddish, yoitz to everything, and you call Baruch Hu for Marib, everything. But if we might call it the neshama of tefillah, realize, before I say the words, where am I? Did I fill myself with fear? I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did I think of this? Dani beroyv chastecho, the chesed Hashem, and being able to stand before Him. And being able to utter words before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's to give praises or to ask for our needs, what a chesed that is. So these are things which require preparation. Now Shimshon Pinkas says, a person should imagine, before he goes into the Beit HaMedrash to daven, that he's entering the house, the home of one of the Gdolei Yisroel. So he's going into the Chazon Eish, and let's go off. So imagine he's walking in, and imagine, we don't need to say any more than that, just imagine, you're going to meet the Gdolei Yisroel in their own home. What a pachad, you think, you make sure everything's just right, you check up your words 1,000 times, I shouldn't say this, I should say that, how should I greet him, what should I say, if he puts his hand out, doesn't put his hand out, and then I want to ask him something, how should I phrase it, and should I say anything, a praise, should I say thank you, every word is measured out, all planned in advance, and you go in a spirit of fear and dread from the, shall we call it, Yiras Haroyim, was from the greatness of the person that you're about to be mekabel upon him. This, as Rav Shimshon Pinkas, is the kind of hachana, the kind of preparation that a person should make before they enter a Beis HaMikdash. And he says, a person should stop and think, and again, in his inimitable way, he says, you know, a person should stop and think, me, with my hasmada in learning, and me with my cup, which is a Rishut HaRabim, all the rubbish comes in, and, you know, me with my midas and so on, I'm coming in to the Beis Hashem to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different tefillah when a person does that. The Arizal says, in fact, that when Achitofel said to David HaMelech, what the Pasuk Vesel Akim Nahalech Berogesh, says Arizal, there's a remez there to go be his rangshos, to go in before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the regesh, with feeling. And that is the moment of preparation. And the truth is, it seems it doesn't take more than a couple of moments just to pause outside. The Arizal actually said, that although many people, because most people say this pasuk v'ani beroyv chastecho when they're already inside the shul, he says the minig betrothed, you're supposed to say it outside. Well, we're not pasuking halacha here, I'm just telling you what he says. It's very massive, you say it outside, because preparation makes all the difference. Because I'm personally dabbled with kavanah, he thinks of every word. If he didn't prepare, where's he going? He's standing like before one of the Gedolei Yisrael, can't prepare, but just as a moshul. And fills himself with fear, and fills himself with the feeling of the chesed Hashem, because Baruch Hu allows him to say praise and to ask for relief. It's a completely different feeling. And this is another dimension, or another expression, of the power of minutes of hachana, of preparation. Shabbos was a little bit of preparation. If a person, I speak to myself now, I'm speaking to myself, believe me, a person takes 5 minutes, be ready 5 minutes earlier for Shabbos, never mind an hour, half an hour, even 5 minutes, and just stop, everything fixed, all done, finished, and you sit there and you start thinking, what's happening now? There's a huge shinui in the man, we're coming to his man of Kedusha now, just that thought of preparation, hachana, it'll be a completely different Shabbos. You'll think through, how's it going to be the Friday night, what will the table be like, what will the mirrors be like, what will the Talmud Torah be like over the Shabbos? Believe me, I'm talking to myself here. So stop and think. It'd be a different Shabbos completely. Yom Tov, the same thing. I always say, you know, I say to my children, one thing, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, be careful where you walk on the street. Because 5 minutes before Shabbos and Yom Tov is the most dangerous time. One's flying here, one's flying here. Everybody's running out of time. Everybody's, the brochel, they don't have speed cameras on the private streets in Golders Green. Much, you know, if they would know, they'd make a fortune, the local authority, I shouldn't say it. They make a fortune. What? You know, it's a dangerous time. Everybody till the last minute. And if we could stop 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before, finished, and make those achot, would be a completely different Shabbos and different Yom Tov. And the same with tefillah. And we find it ends across the board. The koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in a few moments given for hachonah, for preparation, for earnest thought before one is mekayem a mitzvah. The different mitzvah altogether. And I'm suggesting, I won't dare to suggest a pshat in the medrash, but perhaps we should return to the medrash. Ulai etzer, we can say, there's a limit here. A person goes through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yemamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aseres Mei Tshuva, Tanis, 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 Tshuva, 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 Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur comes in the Elul, Kodesh Mad, Azal, Azal. Okay, I accept whatever happened, it's in the history books now, close the book. From now on, Halon, Zanaya Cheshbon. That's the kind of 6 weeks of Avodah. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu says to them, look what the Medrash says. The Medrash. What happens after that? Even don't go home and put their feet up. What do we do straight after that? Mi'anaki Purim ad Hechog. Call Yisrael Oiskim b'mitzvah. He's not busy with mitzvahs. What's the mitzvahs? He can't be Mekayim mitzvahs lulav yet. Can't be Mekayim mitzvahs sukkah yet. He's not the man. What are we busy with? Ze Oisik, the Sukkot is the Oisik b'lulav. Yidden start preparing. It's 4 days. You speak to anybody, even the person who's got a sukkah inside the house, and the person who buys lulav and esek in a closed box. He didn't have to do very much for the sukkah, for the lulav. He's tracking the whole time, the lulav, maybe I have to get better, maybe this. Is it a shayla? Is it not a shayla? Is it love? I don't know. Is it maybe dirty? That could be. Yes, no, all the shaylas. Even though so it's already, it's kviya v'kaima, so to speak, but it's in our minds. Yidden are preparing on those days, but nothing else on our minds. We see it, everybody's rushing around preparing. There's no man in the year when we prepare for mitzvahs like those 4 holy days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's the Medrash here. Mir makirun adachag kol Yisrael oiskim b'mitzvah. Shik b'sukkot, so is it oisif b'lulavai. So the Yom Tavarish Shalchag says the Medrash. Oim b'm shakotch baruchu, v'l'veyam b'esher geyam l'shmoy shalakotch baruchu. You know what that Hachana did? That Hachana lifted it right up. Your lulav and esek is l'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Andrew Mitzvah. It's a completely different mitzvah. Ula Efsa, that's what we're saying here. I can't say chat in the Medrash, but we could learn maybe from here a limud what you achieve through tshuva and might and play, metalis. A person could achieve it in the same way in a Hachana for mitzvah. If you spend your life prepared for mitzvah and you go in, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says after that again, Mad Azal Azal. Whatever happened, happened. The same words again. 4 days later. Where's the tshuva? No mention of tshuva here. It's Hachana for mitzvahs. And then you stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mad Azal Azal. Min Hocha Nochil Chushbino. From here, it's a Naya Cheshbon. As I say, I'm repeating this, I don't want to say Pshat in the Medrash here, I wouldn't dare to say this, but the limud of the koyach, of a little bit of preparation in a mitzvah, thinking what you're going to be like when you perform the mitzvah and instilling in oneself the desire and the will, the chavivus hamitzvah, to come closer, to do the mitzvah that bit better, the chavivus hamitzvah. When we can instill that into ourselves with a little bit of hachana, we can be zeicha halavai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mad Azal Azal, that's been as been in Hocha, from now on, to Naya Cheshbon. Halavai, we should be zeicha mitzvah Hashem, to lives and Kedusha and Tahara, and Kedusha and Tahara.